time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
All right, we got there. Jay Fliger is the current working name for Joel Fliger, who you'll know from his work as one-third of Pop Strangers and as touring guitarist for DMAs. He released a solo EP called Luck, which, really great, and joins us in the studio. G'day, Joel. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for travelling to get here. We really appreciate it. And your EP is really great. So we're going to hear a few tracks, and then we're going to have a chat with Joel. So whenever you're ready. BFM. Joel's just changing a few things. He's good to go. Professional. BFM, Jay Flyger performing live in the studio. Let's just swing here this microphone, right? Still sounding bloody excellent.
Thanks.
Hey, so can you just tell us the name of those two?
Yeah,
those
the
couple tracks?
First one was called Tommy Honda, and the second one was called Call It, Not My Problem.
Both from your new body of work.
Yeah.
How did it come to be?
Basically, one of my friends was putting on a show in Australia when I was there visiting, and he needed a band to open up, and I kind of said I'd do it, and then had a few ideas for songs kicking around, and then put those together. And when I played it, it kind of felt good to be playing live again on my own, and then people kind of showed a bit of interest, so I decided just to record them when I was back here in New Zealand, and a few like of the songs I'd done on my own at home. And yeah, I just decided to turn them into an EP, and then my friend Sam opted to help put them out, and so yeah, that's how it came about.
Great. You work with Tom Healy as well?
Yeah, so I've worked with Tom Healy before in the past quite a lot, and he's just easy to work with because he is always willing to try new things, and we get along well, so he kind of mixed it, and yeah, I used a bunch of his gear. And
he's got some nice gear.
Yeah, so I'm actually doing a day with him tomorrow as well. Oh, so fantastic. We're just going to keep on making music, yeah.
What do you mean by he's kind of open? Like, is he open to ideas? Does he push you to...
He said one thing to me once where he was like, I don't care how many takes you do or whatever, as long as you're doing something different every time. And like, to me, I was like, well, you know, that's some like, write that kind of quote down type thing.
There's Higgins.
Yeah. Which is what you want to hear when you're making music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No one wants to hear the same thing twice.
No, and no one wants a yes man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's...
Yeah. No, he's honest, and yeah, it's good.
With all your travel, you know, because you relocated to the UK for a while. No, I mean, I remember going on like YouTube to just stream some Coachella stuff, and there you were, like playing in the DMAs. I guess what do you make in New Zealand? I was wondering, yeah, what's it like, kind of. Looking back, instead of kind of being here, yeah, what do you make of it?
I think the New Zealand music scene is great because of the standard it sets for itself in a way, in terms of like what bands, what people like and what people get into and go and see, as opposed to, I don't feel there's that same filter overseas in some places, you know, whereas I always found it quite difficult getting into the, like, especially the Auckland music scene, because it was quite, it seemed you had to be at a certain standard to just like turn up and play a gig at Whammy Bar, you know. So yeah, I think that's like a strength of the New Zealand music scene, and you kind of look at music a bit differently. Overseas, I don't know how they do. Yeah, I think there's more, obviously more music being made, and it's a bigger scene and stuff, but yeah, I think the New Zealand music scene's got a great, that's like a real strength to it, is that it's, everyone kind of sets a bar of what to expect. I think
are there things,
if that makes sense,
yeah, are there things that we're taking for granted?
I think the world's probably taking New Zealand music for granted in a way, you know. Yeah, that's probably what's happening. Maybe yeah, there's definitely loads of music in New Zealand that should be being heard overseas, and a lot better than other stuff that's been, you know, made at the same time. But
that's the paradox, though,
greener,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't sound like that if it was being heard overseas,
yeah.
Maybe. In a recent discussion you had with Under the Radar, you mentioned that you had kind of lost confidence with music. I was wondering if we could maybe talk about that. In what way?
I just didn't really want to make my own music anymore. I was like happy to keep it to myself or put music out. I just kind of felt that I didn't need to, in a way. And it was, I didn't like playing shows as much and things like that. But yeah, it's kind of friends that, or like when you show someone that you respect their opinion and they say that, you know, you kind of get it gives you a bit of confidence to put it out. Whereas when you're in your bedroom making music, it's quite hard to take that next step and be like, well, you know, this could be all right to put out or whatnot. So, yeah, I kind of just didn't really feel like releasing music for a while, and that's kind of why I didn't. And then, yeah, it's good to... It doesn't take much to get the ball rolling again, I guess.
And how is... Say ball rolling. You played Strange Harvest?
Strange Haven, yeah. Well, I've basically just been doing shows when people ask me. And so... I did one, and then that led to the next one, and then, yeah. And then I did the recordings, and then Sam, who runs Strange Haven, was like, play here, and then, yeah. I guess if people ask me to do a show, I'll just do it, I suppose, if I'm available, yeah.
If you're not quite sure what Strange Haven is, it's a really great space on K Road. It's very well located next to Uncle Man's as well. Probably the best, one of the best eateries on K Road too. The Kway Tao is... I'm one of those people that's like...
I haven't tried it yet, I'll give it a go.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
One of those people where it's like, you find your dish, and you just go there.
Yeah.
I'm the bearded guy who buys the Kway Tao.
Yeah.
Hey, we film all these sessions, and so people will see this. Who's Drew Flyger?
Oh, this is an old golf hat I found. My sister had, so it's just a coincidence.
Just, ooh.
Yeah, picked it up.
It's a nice coincidence.
Yeah, I thought I'd wear it tonight because I'm feeling a bit under the weather and it's good to cover the face.
Yes. Golf class, 1993. Yeah. There's lots of kind of surging sounds in the background. Are they found sounds or do you make them?
No, they're all made, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all just made of various synths and things. They're all real instruments. It just kind of, the way I perform them live, it works well to have them as samples and backing tracks. Yeah.
Only so many hands.
Yeah, exactly. I think it would be nice to flesh it out with a band at some point, but I'm going to just keep trying to make different stuff. So this is this little EP, and then I think the next one will sound a bit different. So, yeah.
How do you find the time... you're a busy guy who travels a bit.
Well, I guess so. I have a lot of downtime. And then, yeah. I just make really shitty demos and then worry about making them sound better later.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I feel like I could be a lot more productive, so maybe that's a good thing.
I think that's something that we're all plagued
with. Yeah, yeah.
A really great body of work.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
I can't wait to hear more when you polish those demos up.
Yeah.
We've got one more. Which one from the record will you be?
I'll do Sign Off, the last one.
Oh, bless. It's my favourite one.
Oh, great.
Very good. Yeah, of course, man. You take as much time as you need. Jay Flyger performing live in the 95 BFM studio. If you like what you're hearing, and people do like what they hear, texting in. Lovely, thank you. 5395 is the number to text. Head to jayflyger.bandcamp.com. jflyger.bandcamp.com. Just, you know, open up an internet browser. My preference is Google Chrome. I don't like how Safari autocorrects everything you type. Does my head in. You can find the Lucky P there. 5 songs, digital album, £5. Which will work out to New Zealand dollars all over the place. The pound is probably going to go up or down severely, depending on what happens in the soccer. I'm guessing football. Sorry, I have not been watching. Did watch Handmaid's Tale though, finale this evening. Whew.
Excellent.
Whew. Did my head and. While we're at it, the new Amy Adams television series, very stressful, but good watching. I can't go past Grand Designs as well. Kevin MacLeod. Sponsored by Patagonia, but it's a very subtle sponsoring. Freak the Sheep is sponsored by Flying Out, your best music store. Employs me, employs a whole bunch of other people. It's fantastic selection. Flyingout.co.nz. is where you go to see that selection, or you can come in and see us. Putting on a festival the other's way, it's happening in August. Get your really big ticket now. It's cheaper than a general ticket, which will go on sale soon. And then there'll be a late ticket, which will be, you know, snooze you lose. Flyingout.co.nz. Jay Flager performing live in the 95 BFM studio. Freak the Sheep. I think we are good to go. Might just say that one again. You want to give it a cheeky strum drop? Smidge more. Yeah, I think they might do it. That might be the one.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.